Do you want to be like every other tourist? Do you want to go to Machu Picchu? Anybody can go to Machu Picchu. But the jungle, to see wild Indians that nobody has ever seen before. And this guy, Carl, who I met, who's very nice, he can take us there.
How do you know that Carl is telling the truth?
He pans for gold. He's friends with the Indians.
Yossi, he could be making all of this up. It's like a spiel for him. You don't know.
They know each other. They're friends. They hang out.
He's smiling with the Indians.
You met him in the street.
He showed me photos. Okay. You can take photos like this. Him standing there with the Indians, right?
There's a whole constellation of films and TV shows about people pitting their wits against nature, from prestige Hollywood titles like The Life of Pi and The Revenant to small screen series like Man vs. Wild and Survivor. The mix of DIY field surgery, slimy critters and psychological breakdown is entertainment gold, it would seem. It's perhaps a surprise, however, that Daniel Radcliffe, an actor who most audiences still think of as a young orphan with a goofy smile named Harry Potter, turns up this week on the big screen, crawling his way through a Bolivian jungle. But maybe a bit of goofiness is the point. Jungle, a film about real-life Israeli backpacker Yossi Ginzburg, who got lost in the Amazon in the early 1980s, begins with the depiction of naive, idealistic youth. Yossi is fresh out of the Israeli army when he hits the backpacker trail through South America and bonds over brewskis with fellow thrill seekers Kevin, Alex Russell, and Marcus, a Swiss-German played by the Australian actor Joel Jackson. Together, they follow an older Austrian named Karl, played by Thomas Kretschmann, who has convinced them to go hiking into the jungle with his stories of lost tribes and gold. Wolf Creek director Greg McLean, as an Australian, has a cinematic DNA imbued with a terror of the wilderness. We Australians have made a lot of films about people getting lost in the outback. Here, of course, he swaps the foreboding expanse of the Australian outback for the claustrophobic maze of the Amazon. And his film, in this sense, follows recent Australian thrillers, like Kieran Darcy-Smith's Wish You Were Here and Kate Shortland's Berlin Syndrome, that are about exploring the overseas tourist trip gone wrong. Just like the way Berlin Syndrome's story about a sexual predator is actually attempting to express deeper ideas about German wartime history and its traumatic repercussions, Jungle Story is also rich in subtext. Yossi's Jewishness as a descendant of Holocaust survivors is a key theme in the film. With a prayer book given to him by his late grandfather as a good luck charm, the Holocaust remains a recurring motif throughout the film, and although the idea of Yossi's survivor guilt is never made explicit, his desire to test himself in the rigours of a dangerous expedition seems like a way of measuring himself against the courage of his forebears. At least that appears to be the idea in this film. Radcliffe doesn't have the breadth to find a middle register between grim action movie determination and boyish charm. He can't suggest the required psychological complexity. You could say he's still trying to find a way out of the career jungle post-Harry Potter, and the breakout adult role that he seeks eludes him, even here. But the film's problems are evident from the beginning, as Justin Monjo's script tries to lay out the complex dynamics between the four very different men. Who means what to whom is difficult to understand as tensions brew. Signals become muddled and the pacing stutters. An early scene where Yossi spends the night with a beautiful backpacker after imbibing a hallucinogenic tea is dispensed with so quickly it's almost comical. Better is the film's second half, when Yossi finds himself alone in a nightmare of escalating disasters and body horror. In McLean's hands, the spectacle of Radcliffe dragging himself across muddy forest floors, lancing a giant boil on his head and pulling out a parasite, or sloshing around in treacherous white water, is actually pretty fun. If only Jungle's impact wasn't hampered by a lack of vision. Receiving significant support from local funding bodies, Jungle is arguably McLean's most ambitious film thematically. And like Berlin Syndrome, it's a notable attempt to take Australian genre filmmaking to more sophisticated terrain. It doesn't quite arrive, but like Shortland, McLean is a talent who continues to evolve. Jungle is out now.
Carl, what are you doing?
The only guy who knows where we are and what we're going to do, and he just walked away.
Carl!
Stop! Right.
Carl, follow the river!
On our end, this is The Final Cut with me, Jason DeRosso.